Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to mikereinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today. Welcome to the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Reinold from mikereinold.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I am super excited to be launching my second podcast. And as you can tell by the name, which was a very creative name, right? I tried to think of something cool and fun to call this podcast, but I actually thought just calling it the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast really did the trick. So I ended up staying with that. And I think it really does a good job describing what this podcast is going to be. But I'm super excited again to be launching it. And welcome to the first episode. I wanted to tell you a little bit about it. But before we get into it, I just wanted to kind of reflect a little bit because it's kind of funny as I was preparing to record this episode, this first episode to announce this new podcast, I realized that our original podcast, our first podcast, the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we've been doing it for 6 years, 6 years and 300 episodes. I was surprised by that. I didn't even realize that. I knew the episodes were getting up there and I remember us having our big 200th episode celebration, but I guess I didn't realize that it was 6 years, which makes sense though. If you're doing a weekly podcast, I guess the numbers add up, right? It's funny to go back and watch some of the first episodes and see myself and Lenny Macrina and our first student, the Gabinator, Gabe Morgan, to really see the evolution of that podcast. We've learned a lot. We've got better microphones, better cameras, right? We've since transitioned to Zoom because of the pandemic. So I know a lot of people listen to us, but we also have a video version of that as well. And I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes longevity means you're either, you're really good at what you do or you're just persistent, right? We're enough of a knucklehead to continue making it over time. So, may not be the best podcast in the world, but we're consistent and that's all that matters. Right. But, but kidding. In all honesty, it's really humbling to see all the rankings and the awards that we've won. Numerous people have said we're the number one podcast for physical therapy, the most downloaded, a bunch of awards we won over the year. So, you know, really honored that that podcast has made such a difference in a lot of people's careers. And that was really the purpose of it. When we started that podcast, we wanted it to be about a few things. First and foremost, it was about you. It was about answering your questions. And I think that's probably why it's been successful is we're soliciting questions from the people that matter most, the people that listen to the podcast. So I looked it up the other day and I was actually surprised by this as well, but we've had over 1,000, I think it's actually over 1,500 questions submitted. Isn't that amazing? So 1,500 questions submitted over the last 6 years. It tells me that not only are we really helping people, but there's still a ton more work that we need to do. So the Ask Mike Reinold Show isn't going away. I just wanted to say that just because we have a new podcast now and I'm starting this new sports physical therapy podcast doesn't mean it's the end of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. It's just a new podcast we're starting in addition. But, you know, going back to that again, you know, we wanted to answer your questions. I wanted to keep the episode short. I wanted to make them easily digestible. And at the time that was my style a little bit. That's how I like to consume podcasts. I also didn't specifically want it to be an interview type podcast. I wanted it to be us answering your questions, but things have changed. I'm at a different point. You're at a different point. The profession's at a different point. Podcast technology's changed a bit. You know, everything's a little bit easier. I have a little bit more capacity and creative energy to do this. But I think what's more important though, is that the culture's changed and people really want to dig in deeper on certain topics. And podcasts are more popular than when we first started the Ask Mike Reinold Show, right? So I think people are seeing this now as a viable way to learn and to grow. And I think people then are hungry for more. I think they're hungry for longer episodes. So we're going to see some length out of this new one. But more importantly, I just know so many people. And as incoming president of the American Academy of Sports Physical Therapy, I have a lot of people I can reach out to and share their story and share their knowledge. So I almost feel like it's my duty to get these people in front of you because I want you to be able to learn from more people. And that's what was really exciting to me is the format of this new show is going to be interviews. It's going to be interviews with leading experts in sports medicine, rehabilitation, and performance. And I want that diversity, right? I want that to be a few different types of people. And heck, every now and then, maybe we won't even have somebody that is directly in our profession. Maybe we'll be learning from people outside of our profession that can really shed some light maybe on some new ways that we can innovate within our profession. I think that's neat too. But it's going to feature a variety of people. I want some established veterans on here, people that have a ton of clinical experience and judgment to share with you. But I also want to feature a lot of emerging leaders as well. There's a lot of bright minds that I think just need some exposure to get some of the amazing things that they're doing out there, some of the education, the research they're producing. It'd be really great to have a platform to introduce you to some of those people. So I'm excited about that too. So it's going to be a combination of things. We're going to talk about current concepts. We're going to do things like reviewing research articles. So for example, if I stumble across an article that I thought was really impactful and some good clinical implications, I'm going to reach out to the author and say, hey, want to come on this podcast and talk about your recent research article? And I think what better way could we have to digest new research than to have somebody that actually performed the study talking about it and then us discussing the clinical implications. I think that's going to be amazing. So it's going to be a blend of things. It's going to be a blend of cutting edge concepts, recent advances in research, and putting together people's clinical experience, but really positive show. And it's about getting better together. Now, I kind of wanted to put that in here for this episode to realize that because I'm not going to lie, I'm being a little selfish here. I can't wait to do these interviews because I can't wait to learn from these people and to grow from all the amazing guests that we're going to have. So I'm kind of selfish because I'm doing some of these interviews because I can't wait to talk to some of these people. I'm really excited about this. I've already conducted a bunch of episodes already. I promise I'm going to get better at interviewing, and that's something I'm going to work on. Hopefully I'm just being a little too critical of myself and hopefully you'll disagree. But just wanted to say, I promise to you that I'll continue to get better at this. And in the meantime, just please, 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 if you can, subscribe to this podcast. That would be amazing. If you can help spread the word, maybe share that you're listening to this new podcast and you heard about this new podcast on social media, your coworkers, your colleagues, your friends, that'd be amazing. And as you listen to a few episodes, if you can, please give it a rating, give it a review. I think that's helpful. We do read those. We do accept that feedback because we want to keep getting better over time. Thank you so much again for listening to this. My goal is to make this the top sports physical therapy podcast out there. In order to do that, I'm going to need your help. So thanks again for joining me in this new podcast. I really hope you enjoy some of the future episodes. And thank you again for subscribing, which I know you're about to do right now, right when this episode's end. Just click on it right now. Thanks again. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to me. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at mikerano.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And also be sure to search for my other podcast, The Ask Mike Reinold Show, where my team of physical therapists, strength coaches, and I answer your questions. See you on the next episode.